Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Hurricane Fiona made landfall in Puerto Rico Sunday, leaving the island without power. Forecasters say Fiona could bring as much as 2.5 feet of rain, and that has led to overflowing rivers already. It's the biggest threat to the island since the devastation of Hurricane Maria in 2017. NPR's Adrian Florido is in the capital of San Juan.
Puerto Rico's governor, Pedro Pierluisi, announced that all of the island's 1.5 million homes and businesses had lost power as Hurricane Fiona began to move over Puerto Rico's southern coast. He said the government and the island's private utility company, Luma Energy, were working to restore the system. President Biden declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico, as did the governor. Dozens of shelters opened to house people in areas prone to flooding. Some saturated mountain embankments have begun to collapse. Rivers are overflowing, and some houses have had their roofs torn off. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
President Biden says the discovery of top-secret documents at former Donald Trump's Florida home raised concerns that sensitive data was compromised.
And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Biden spoke on the CBS program 60 Minutes. He says he's not asked the Justice Department about their investigation into the documents because he did not want to affect the investigation in any way. Queen Elizabeth will be laid to rest on Monday in a chapel at Windsor Castle, which she considered her favorite residence and home. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, people are setting up camp to spend the night along the 2.5-mile carriage route to the castle.
On Monday, the Queen will make her final journey on what's known as the Long Walk, a tree-lined promenade leading to Windsor Castle. 55-year-old Toni Steiner and her friends did not want to miss it. They're sitting in folding chairs and have sleeping bags at their feet for the night.
We are probably going to chat a lot, sleep very little, and just be present in this moment. It's a huge, momentous, you know, time in our lives and in history, and we just want to be part of it. We loved our Queen dearly.
The Queen will be buried in Windsor's St. George's Chapel beside her parents, sister, and husband. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Windsor.
The world's first public database of fossil fuel production, reserves, and emissions will go live on Monday. It's called the Global Registry of Fossil Fuels and was developed by two groups, the Carbon Tracker and the Global Energy Monitor. The database contains information on more than 50,000 oil, gas, and coal fields in 89 countries. It covers 75% of global production. The database shows that Russia and the U.S. have enough fossil fuel reserves to exhaust the world's remaining carbon budget that would allow temperature rise to stay under 1.5 degrees Celsius. You're listening to NPR News. The International Monetary Fund says it will work to support Pakistan's relief and reconstruction efforts after catastrophic floods battered parts of that country. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
The IMF's representative in Pakistan, Esther Perez Ruiz, told Reuters that she would work with the international community to support relief and reconstruction efforts. It comes as Pakistani authorities say they'll need billions of dollars to rebuild after flooding since mid-June destroyed hundreds of bridges, thousands of miles of road, and millions of homes. Pakistan has been wrestling with the IMF to release tranches of its latest bailout. Even without this latest crisis, which is expected to cause food shortages, rising fuel and food prices had already badly squeezed all but the wealthiest Pakistanis. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The massive storm that hit western Alaska Sunday is now receding. The remains of Typhoon Mirbok are heading into the Chukchi Sea, but what's left is flooding along 1,000 miles of Alaskan coastline. The water was pushed by winds that at times reached almost 70 miles an hour. Debris was left behind after waves from the Bering Sea hit beaches and seaside communities. The storm is the worst to hit Alaska in the last 50 years. The Las Vegas Aces are the new champs of the WNBA. They swept the Connecticut Sun in four games Sunday, winning Game 4 on the road 78-71. Chelsea Gray was named the MVP after she averaged 18 points a game. She scored 20 points on Sunday in that win. It's the first major pro sports title to ever come to Las Vegas. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.